Christ, the King of Compassion. My dictionary tells me that compassion is sorrow for the suffering of another. And we read in the Gospels about Jesus being moved by seeing the need of others and having compassion on them. But Jesus just didn't stop with the feeling. Jesus was moved to heal, to feed, and to rescue those in physical, mental, or spiritual need. I'm not sure we use the word compassion so much these days. Perhaps we could say that Jesus is the King of Kindness. Again, to me, the word kindness means doing some action of some kind, doing good to another. Now, Dave's character in the dialogue we shared earlier, he saw the need and was very disturbed by it. But he wasn't moved to kindness or compassion. Instead, he was thinking about himself and how it made him feel. Compassion and kindness are about thinking of the other person and taking action to help. Remember, kindness is one of the gifts or fruits of the Spirit. So Paul tells us in his letter to the Galatians. Today, this Sunday of the year, used to be called Stir Up Sunday. It's 6 weeks to Christmas, and many cooks used to be preparing by stirring up the fruit in their Christmas puddings. But it actually, the stir up bit, comes from the special prayer, the collect, for this last Sunday before Advent begins. Here is the prayer. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, bringing forth the fruit of good works, may be by you richly rewarded through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you stirred up by the story of the sheep and the goats to bring forth those good fruits of good works? Certainly for me, the story is always a challenging one. Bible commentators tell us that this story actually refers to those who do not follow Jesus and how they will be judged in terms of how they treated those who are the followers of Jesus. But we as Christians can also be challenged and learn from this scene of judgment. It teaches us it matters how we live and how we treat other people, especially those who are considered lowly or marginalized in our society. Through it, God says to you and to me, notice and care for the poor and insignificant. It would seem for the king in this story that what people do is actually more important than what they say or what they think or what they believe. Christ, the King of Compassion, says we shall be judged by our actions towards the needy. And if we do not notice them, or we turn our backs on them, then we deny ourselves the chance of encountering him in them. So who are those who need compassion in our society, our world today? You don't have to look very far. The lonely, the hungry, the asylum seekers, the refugees, those in financial difficulties, the homeless, all the sick of all kinds, prisoners, those who mourn, those who suffer discrimination and injustice. We cannot solve all the woes of the world. But if we are stirred up or disturbed, then I pray that we will respond with an act of kindness. And this may take the form of supporting a charity, contributing to a food bank, signing a petition, or picking up the phone, or writing a card, or remembering people in our prayers. Worship is important for our refreshment and our renewal. We come to worship to sing our praises and give God thanks. We come to hear God's word, and we are conscious, particularly conscious when we gather for worship, of Jesus' presence among us. But then we are sent out from worship to witness and to work to God's praise and glory, which means living in God's way, the way of love and instinctive kindness and compassion, which is not looking for any reward. I wonder how many sermons you have remembered. I have to confess, I don't remember all the sermons I hear. But maybe you remember parts of services, and I do remember one particular, I can't remember what it's called now, a local arrangement, a planned local arrangement in Hounslow here, a few years ago, and somebody was talking about dot-to-dot pictures. Remember doing those as a child? You have different numbers on a page, and you join them up in sequence. And when you start, you don't know what picture or image is going to appear. But when you've joined all the dots, an image comes. There's a picture of something. And so each of us, in our own small ways, as we serve and care and help through kindness, as we encourage others, as it were, we are building up a picture in our lives of Jesus. It reveals Jesus to others. So may we continue to be stirred up when we hear of people's need, and may we bring forth those good fruits of good works. And as we do so, we shall be witnessing, and we shall encounter Jesus and be blessed by Jesus Christ himself. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are both sheep and goat, loving and selfish, caring and complacent. Take the best of us and shape it into that which can serve you and our community with more passion and compassion, more commitment and more humility, knowing our frailties, but rejoicing in your strength. Amen.